Now I want to ask you a question. What do you think a Cornish pisky is? Or a pixie, as some people to say? A little fairy-type thing with a Robin Hood-type hat? Sitting on a toadstool with his legs in boots and his knees tucked up under his chin? You can buy bracelets and necklaces like that in scores of places down here. I don't rightly know where that idea comes from. Probably from the English. But what I to say is Kerno Bisvicken and Bramengath and Sousen. I'll tell you the truth about Pisky. And I think I can guarantee that you'll be a bit surprised at the description I give. MP sat down by the side of the road, tired and despondent. And looking around, she found herself among the furze ricks of Boslow, and looked around for some straw to lay down on and get some sleep. This she did, but she hadn't slept for more than a few minutes when she was woken by the sound of a threshing, and she looked up and saw light coming from a barn. "Now," said the old woman, "I shall get a spell of rest in a barn, and no noise of threshing will hinder me from getting a bit of shut-eye." She made for a window, which stood open and from where the light shone, so that she might have a look-see at what was going on before she went in. There in the faint light, she saw a slash staff going up and down, but she couldn't see anyone working it. She stepped on a stone, and standing on tiptoe, she saw that the threshold was being worked by a little old man no more than 3 feet high, covered only with a few rags, and long hair that hung over his shoulders like a bunch of rushes. His face was broader than it was long. She couldn't make out the colour of his great round owl's eyes. They were so shaded by his shaggy eyebrows, from between which his long nose, like a snout, poked out. His mouth reached from ear to ear. P noticed that his teeth were very long and jagged, and he kept moving his thin lips round and round and up and down, and his tongue in and out. He had nothing of a chin or neck to speak of, but his shoulders were broad enough for a man twice his height. His naked arms and legs were out of all proportion, and too long for his squat body, and his splayed feet were more like a frog's than a man's. "Well," thought Anne P., "this is luck to see Pisky threshing, for ever since I can remember, I've heard it said that Pisky threshed the corn in Boslow of a winter night, but I never would have believed it. But here he is." As she reached further in and looked around, she beheld scores of little people no more than 2 feet high attending to the thresher. Some of them lugged down sheaves and placed them handy for Pisky, while others shook the straw and bore it off to the end of the barn. When a heap of corn had gathered on the boards, Pisky raked it off with a barn rake and kicked the short straw out of it, leaving the corn as clean as if it had been winded. In doing this, he raised such a dust that it set him and the little people sneezing, and Anne P. couldn't resist saying, "God bless ye, little men." No sooner had she spoken, when all the lights went out and everyone vanished, but she felt a handful of dust thrown in her eyes that nearly blinded her, and she heard Pisky squeak out, "I spy thy snout, old peepin' pea, and I'll serve thee out, or as much to me." Anne P. was scared stiff, for she remembered that the little people had great spite against anyone who watches them or tries to pry into their doings. She flew out of the scrambly lane, leading to the high road, and scampered on as fast as she could until she reached the top of Dry Carn. "Now, there you are. There's Pisky. So you can forget all that old nonsense about toadstools and Robin Hood hats. That's the true Cornish Pisky, that is. No more than 3 feet high, dressed in rags, his face broader than it was long. Round elves' eyes and shaggy eyebrows. A long snout of a nose and a mouth spread from ear to ear. Squat body, arms and legs out of proportion, and splayed feet more like a frog's than a man's.